Are you all right?
I'm good, Dave. How are you?
I'm very good, yeah. I'm very good indeed. Now, Owen Sweeney is here, right?
And he's been sitting here the whole time. He hasn't just run in the door.
No, he hasn't. And I just played a song there from Blur, which is called Song 2, which people know. And they'll know it from a very famous intro as much as anything else. And that'll, look, I mean, this. Hold on. There we go. Listen. Okay, fine.
You got that, now a lawyer, isn't he?
Right there. Is he? Oh, God. We're going to look at the history of all this. Point I'm making here is that the award-winning musical Rock of Ages is in Dublin at the Board. Gosh, Emma, that hasn't changed its name last week or anything, or this week. Or you have to really keep up with all
Jack
this.
Charles used to just say the gas board. He used to say
really?
On board, okay. Gosh.
On board, gosh. Anyway, so it is from Monday the 15th to the 20th of September. The musical, like the film which starred Tom Cruise, by the way, is set in LA's infamous Sunset Strip back in the 1980s, and it takes you back to the days of big bands and big egos, big hair and big lapels and all the rest, and even bigger intros. And intros is what we're talking about this morning here now. Intros that rock our world, if you like. And joining me in the studio to discuss them is the aforesaid Mr. Owen Sweeney. Now, Owen, let's take a look at this first of all. I did mention that Rock of Ages is the 80s. I'm not just looking for 80s here, because you're so steeped in the 80s, it's
you
really boring.
You always say this about
it's
me,
true.
Dave.
It's completely boring. So I'm looking for 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. I'm looking
Mr.
for noughties. And I'm looking for last week as well. So I really need some help in the last week. We've got loads in already. Every second one we've got in is AC/DC so far.
Well, there are some bands, it has to be said, Dave.
5-1-5-5-2,
AC/DC are one of them. There are some bands that excel in writing intros.
All right, well, we're going to do a bunch of intros this morning, and we're going to try. The worst thing a DJ can do is talk over intros, but we will be talking.
Which invariably is what happens, because I mean, normally I sit here and we go through rules, and it's like, what makes a good intro? And really, there aren't any.
What makes a good intro?
Something that just gets. It's the first hook. It doesn't have to be the riff. It can be the riff. It could be the melody line of the chorus or the verse or whatever. It doesn't have to be. It could be a sample. It could be spoken word. It could be the artist speaking.
Could it be
a sample
from
a movie.
Could it be singing word?
Could be which?
Could it be singing?
It could be singing. It could be anything. Right. It could be anything.
Like Happy, for instance, at the moment. That starts off directly.
It does. It does. So there are no hard, fast ones. Now, there are some good ones and there are some bad ones. And it is, I suppose, ultimately subjective. But there are some that work whether. And actually, I tweeted this earlier in the week. And there are indeed. There's a whole subgenre. There are great intros to songs that aren't very good at all, which is another subset. So, you know, I mean, Money for Nothing by Dire Straits is one that a lot of people sent back to me.
Oh, yeah.
Great intro. Not such a good song as far as people are concerned. But, you know, and as you say, the DJs usually talk over them. But it is. It's the fist shaker. It's the AC/DC. It's the build up. It's the layering of the instruments that you're going to hear in the song. It's what gets you out the dance floor if it's Dancing Queen by ABBA, for example.
Right. And classic used to always mean guitar. It doesn't have to mean guitar.
It doesn't have to mean guitar. And I was wondering this again on the way in, whether or not we're just going over old ground. And a lot of bands, and I was looking for stuff, kind of a lot of the albums that I loved the last couple of years, like the Haim album, for example, they don't faff around. There's some bands that don't faff around and do long intros at all.
Right.
And actually, they don't have to be long either, is another thing. But they don't really, they just get straight into the song and there's not really an intro per se.
All right, well, I'm going to give you some now from the Rock of Ages thing that will be on the board, gosh, right? Okay, and these are like pretty obvious.
This is brilliant because this is the first verse as well. This goes in for the first verse. It's a minute.
God, the intro was fine until that came along. Sorry, I know how famous it is.
But
I know Sopranos and all the rest, yeah.
Indeed, okay. And what it does is, it's a story song, isn't it? And American rock bands, even up to Bon Jovi, etc., they specialise in the story of, you know, the guy from the wrong side of the tracks
from the small town
getting out, etc. And that's kind of what Rock of Ages is about. And I may have seen the film. It was a free
okay, screen. Well, this will also be in Rock of Ages. This is the kind of thing we're talking about. Now, you see, there's your singing intros.
True.
That doesn't really do anything to me at all, except I'm not sure really. Let's try another one from that, okay? Here, how about this? I mean, for crying out loud.
Now this is, again, great intro. Whether you like the song or not, this works. And do you know the genius of this? Any band can play. It could be the Garda band, it could be the Artane band at the All-Ireland. They'd probably play it tomorrow. It still works. It gets people going.
Isn't it sports programme music?
Sports stadium.
Yeah.
Now you're showing your 80s credentials.
Look, remember Joe Elliott once on the number one pop quiz says, I know it's from the sports thing or whatever. So there you go, look. Are some of the more famous, some of the more
naff? You know, it can be, because you have to be ridiculed, as Adam Ant said, is nothing to be scared of. And in the case of Europe, but that their reputation rested on that entire record. In fact, that entire opening 45 seconds is exactly what made Europe and Joey Tempest all his millions. And didn't he live here as well?
Did he? I don't know. Like, I mean, like these kind of ones too, like, which you could kind of do with them.
No, it's another story song, isn't it?
Once they start this. Bon Jovi wanted to.
And you know what it shows, Dave? It shows the hand of the producer. You can be damn sure when they wrote this song, there was no intro on it. It was tacked on afterwards.
But I saw them live. I saw them doing this. And there was a huge cheer right across the RDS or whatever it was. And this thing happened. I was going, what's this? I don't even know.
But you've got your black and white video. You've got your kids at home. It's a song about, it's a, quite a naff song about being on the road, as rock bands invariably write songs about being on the road. But it's got this cowboy build up.
Yeah.
The whole mood is set. Whether you like it or not, it works. And then John sings, of course.
He does indeed, yeah. Come on, John.
But you
Bon
know,
Jovi.
Do you know what I mean? Like that song when it started with him just singing and whatever, I'm a cowboy and steel horse, whatever it was started. Yeah. And then whoever the producer was, can't think of producer Slippery When Wet right now, which is probably a good thing, would have gone back and they would have noodled around and said, right, we're going to build this up, we're going to build this up, and it's going to be this epic. And it adds to the whole mood of the song. And I think intros, when they work, do that. They add or foretell some of the movement.
Right, but is it a good thing to be involved in terms of like the Rock of Ages kind of thing? It's kind of like an historical little artifact now of like you're part of this kind of stuff. Now, how 80s can you get? Come, we're getting rid of all the 80s in one go. I'm delighted.
Dave, you're giving out about me.
Well, this is all the Rock of Ages stuff. Is your fist in the air now with this? Here I go again.
And also, by the way, your hair, your frou-frou hair could be shaken to these songs. And this, of course, is a 70s song that he repurposed.
Yeah,
but, you know,
right.
It works. And there's another intro to that. In fact, there's two versions of that. There was an American version. Oh, why do I know this? And a UK version. And the American version, I think, has all the synth intro as well. And, of course, now you're talking about the 80s, synth intros and baby
orchestral
intros.
Synth intros are just
intros.
All over the place.
Yeah.
In the 80s.
Again, another mood setter. It's a foreigner, isn't it?
It is.
I want to know what love is. But you know, it's a smoochy song. It gets you out the dance floor. It's like flipping Christa Berg and his Lady in Red stuff. Do you know what I mean? But it's the same thing. It's designed to get, you know, as soon as that kicks in, all the couples couple off and they go out to the dance floor. And that's what it was for.
All right, well, I'm sure all of those you're going to hear in from Rock of Ages and a thousand more besides. We'll be giving away tickets well later on. But let's get into some other ones there too. I mean, like, you know, I'm going to ask, I could nearly ask again, what does make a good intro? But anything at all really is what you're saying. Like,
I say there's
the
no
dance,
rules because, I mean, take
the dance DJ stuff though, the last 20 years
go
or whatever.
On.
Like, even before that, in the 80s, you had the 12-inch singles, and in the 90s, then the whole dance thing. Like, you could easily have, you know, that tingly feeling that starts, could last for 4 or 5 minutes. That whole piece in the 12-inch, that whole piece in the remix of the 9-minute thing could be a piece in itself before the big thing hits in, and you know,
it very well they did. Yeah, they took the theme of the song and they went back and they took bits out of it and then they just made it longer and longer and longer, so it built up. They kind of, they deconstructed it. It wasn't quite as natural. They had kind of, you know, the 3-minute single and then they went back and they just elongated it, but it worked because the 12-inch single was just basically a longer version of what was there with the same
okay,
parts.
Well, I'm going to ask you for some favourites that you
go
might.
On.
Okay, here's one of my favourites. Now, you ready for this? This is just about the last about 5 seconds and it's Hey Joe by Jimi Hendrix. This is just an intro to beat all intros. Listen. Oh my god!
And then the drums.
Fantastic.
Simple. Do you know what I would say? I don't know if you have it there. All along the Watchtower.
It's not important what you say. Just listen to this.
Dave, you came in too early, man.
It doesn't matter.
In too early.
I wanted to tell you what was happening. That's just fantastic.
Do you have All Along the Watchtower there?
Of course they have All Along the Watchtower.
And do you know what? That shorthand, before you play it, it is shorthand for the late 60s, for any TV or documentary on the late 60s when they show footage of Vietnam, etc. Because it's got that sense of foreboding, which of course the song echoes, but it's just genius.
Oh, I'm trying to find it. I've got so many. I'll find it. Don't worry. Well, you think these are alphabetically done here? Give me a break. I mean, the thing about All Along the Watchtower, oh, you're talking about the Jimi Hendrix version.
Yes.
See, people forget about how great the Bob Dylan version is.
We see, but Dylan went back and started doing it the Hendrix way. Hendrix was a great man for intros as well. You think of Purple Haze, you think of Voodoo Child, etc. And Foxy Lady as well. So they weren't all kind of slightly rocky and threatening and you know, doing the atmospherics that he was doing with his guitar. But I think All Along the Watchtower by Hendrix is the one that gets
me.
I'll
play that in a second, but there are those who are texting in and they're all saying, and I must say this is brilliant, except there's one problem with this is when Eric Clapton comes in with the vocals, it blows it wrong because they can't sing.
This is Layla.
Yeah.
This is the noise. Brilliant.
It's all about intros. 51552. There's a huge bunch here. Wait a minute now. The Rolling Stones' "Give Me Shelter" has to be up there.
Yes, I mean,
since it's been mentioned, Rolling Stones' "Give Me Shelter" has to be number one.
Well, I don't know if it is number one.
Oh, come on!
No, but it is one of the great ones. But then they have so many great ones. I mean, "Time Is on My Side." You know that one? That's brilliant as well. But no, "Give Me Shelter" in terms again, it's studio and it's the hand of Jimmy Miller, the producer.
And you see 20 feet from stardom, the movie, the way the whole thing builds up, and that's fantastic.
It's genius. No, it is, and it's very atmospheric. And again, it's one because they didn't have to license it that you didn't hear in movies. But when you hear it in The Departed, for example, it just, that's another thing.
Okay,
about some
movies.
They're so cinematic, Dave, they could open any film.
I'm going to play it now, and no doubt I'll be playing it again. That's "Give Me Shelter." That's the Rolling Stones. That's got to be.
The song would be rubbish without it, Dave. That's the other thing. The song would be rubbish. Well, it wouldn't be rubbish.
Excuse
but
me?
Just where would you go in? Do you know who's got a terrible intro,
no,
by the
wouldn't.
Way?
Now, what are you on about?
You know, "Like a Hurricane" by your pal Neil Young.
Yeah.
It's got one of the worst intros ever.
Fantastic.
And you probably know why. But do you know what happened? They weren't running the tape at the start.
Who cares? It's brilliant.
He should have gone back and started
all
again.
Right. Okay, let's go back to a few of these here now. "Give Me Shelter." No, he shouldn't have.
He should have.
"Sympathy for the Devil" is what other people are saying.
"Paint It Black" is another great one in movies.
Loads of Rolling Stones. The bass intro to Bowie's "Panic in Detroit," that's from Joe. The much borrowed "Be My Baby" beat, Phil should have put a patent on it, says Jimmy. Dave, another intro worthy of notice. "You Can't Always Get What You Want," Rolling Stones, Roisin Donnelly's. Loads of Stones ones in now. "Breeders Cannonball" is a serious intro.
Genius.
"I was early influenced by my older brother Ian, whose birthday is today. Happy birthday, Ian." That comes in from Emma.
Yeah,
I'll give you a few
play
more
Cannonball.
Here. Best intro, the clear winner for me is "Give Me Shelter." Easily. Honourable mention must go to Jeff Buckley's "Last Goodbye." Ooh. Oh yeah, the way it comes in. Yeah, "Sex and Drugs and Rock and Roll" Ian Jury. Okay. What about "Whiskey in the Jar"? I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
I actually think "Whiskey in the Jar," the thing of the thing is, it's just a good laugh, really, more than anything else. It's kind of No,
okay. I like it.
I like it. Yeah.
Again, but it's anyway, easily identifiable. You have "Cannonball."
Speaking
there.
Of Neil Young,
"Cannonball."
Hold on, look.
"Play
Cinnamon Girl." That's cool.
Yeah. Simple. I just like watching you cut the fader immediately. That Neil Young has been dynamiting that ever since, and nothing wrong with that. He's still going back to that album. That's the first Crazy Horse album, a second album proper, isn't it, after the Springfield, and it's not him on an acoustic guitar. That is the Neil Young that I like to listen
to. Well, Neil Young was the first album. The second album was "Everybody Knows Us Nowhere," and that's where that one's from.
Is it not Neil Young? It's the first album, Crazy Horse, second album. The song that invented heavy metal.
Yeah, there was something wrong with the speaker or something. It broke and they tried to put some paper in it.
I
and all
think there's a razor blade involved in the speakers and stuff in Dave Davis.
In Dave's flat or something. Yeah.
That's right, in the front room of the parents' house.
Right, we're getting into the intros now, folks, so get your intros in. It's about time I played one of these, for God's sake.
Yes. We should really sing over the intro.
Why should you sing over the
No, because when he plays it, everyone goes, Angus.
That's
what happens.
Of course, the live one as well. Yeah, of course. Yeah, okay.
But yeah, hold on, Rosie. AC/DC, they just have a bucket load of them.
Here's one, look.
This is genius. This is genius. "Back in Black." And what a statement of intent. And that's his voice. That was the first album they did with Brian Johnson. And this is, a band that were meant to be on their uppers. And it's
biggest
selling
album of whatever,
biggest selling rock album.
Let's go for something entirely different, though. And this is kind
of,
even though it is classic.
And short.
Well,
it's just those notes.
I know, that's all you need. Marvin Gaye, let's
this
get
is
it
what
on.
I mean. Brilliant. You know there's going to be some loving tonight, Dave, once you hear that.
Okay, give me some more there. Okay, whatever. Like,
have you got Let's Go Crazy there?
No, I'll tell you what. Look, how about bringing it right up to date now in some ways? Look at this. This is as good as anything from last year. I mean, like last year, this, look. Come on.
I have a Nile Rodgers phobia.
Oh, really? You weren't bopping at 2:30 last Sunday morning.
I was, but not to him.
Yeah, all right.
I can't deny it works, though.
It works. Bloody brilliant. Do you think it needs the Owen Sweeney seal of approval or something?
No. Do you know what I do love of his is the one he did with Diana Ross, I'm Coming Out. That was a great intro again. And it's again the slap guitar. And it works. It always works. It is that
Whereas
sound.
This is the back of the garage, even if it's an expensive one, because this band definitely had money. And this is again from this century, and this is just great. I even used it as a sing tune for a few years. Fantastic, from this century, from the first album.
You can almost sense people turning up their car radios.
The modern age, yes. Yeah, sorry to take them all down, but it's the intros. By the way, for those who just tuned in and go, what the hell is going on? All these records. Rudimental, Feel the Love indeed. Yeah, hold on, there's loads more that I just want to just, take an obvious one here. It misses the first time turning microphones and faders up and down or whatever. Misses the first little bit. But the way that builds up slowly now, the way that, like, where the streets have no name, it's perfect.
One of the things, this is what, side one, track one, it's the song to start off their biggest selling album. Again, it's Eno and Lanwa in the studio. It has a little kind of faint keyboard kind of intro, and then the Edge comes in with the guitars and then the bass and the drums, and then it builds up and boom, then Bono starts singing. It is also, you know, Where the Streets Have No Name. It is, you know, retrospectively, it's Joshua Tree, it's the desert, it's America's big wide open spaces, and it sounds like it's going to take you somewhere. It works brilliantly. It's also, I mean, a great album intro, and also a song that they could open any gig, anytime, any place, Dave. And the crowd, it is that sense of anticipation too, because it's not just bang bang bang, which works for other people as well, but it's just slow build.
What some people love it, some people hate it. What I was trying to get a new song there on the computer, you filled very well there. Well, I'll tell you what, I want to do the same thing.
I've seen you before.
Intro to an album from
your own time.
Yeah, okay, 1990. I mean, look, think of this one, just how slow and how brilliant it is, right? You haven't thought of this, have you?
Yes.
Albums
jock full of intros in a band.
Yeah.
That,
I could have picked any song nearly, yeah. Exactly.
But again, side one, track one, again,
I Want to Be Your Door, the Stone Roses.
It's brilliant. You couldn't start an album any other way. It's just sublime.
Okay, now you
That's
did
John Leckie's hand in the studio again, do you know
indeed,
what I mean?
Indeed, producer person. This is the one you mentioned earlier on.
That's Kim Deal at her finest. And don't forget the sticks. Brilliant.
All right, that is the Breeders, as Cannonball. In Cannonball, etc. Kim Deal. Now we're looking at intros and songs,
and she was well versed as well, of course.
5-1-5-5-2.
Because she'd been in the Pixies and Where Is My Mind and Debaser and all those great tracks have brilliant intros and
indeed,
so, and
they
which
are.
She contributed to as much as Black Francis.
Yeah, I'm just trying to go through all the ones. Here's like a bunch here. It says, lads, the intro to beat all intros has to be Little Help My Friends by Joe Cocker live. Class indeed. Yeah, Henry McCulloch, Irish guitarist, the guy who brings you
of
all
course,
that.
Yeah.
That's from Alan. Def Leppard, Pour Some Sugar on Me. Yeah, great intro was Hurt, Nine Inch Nails. Version. Bizarrely, I played the Nine Inch Nails version of Hurt on the radio just last week on a Saturday morning. Kind of goes off a bit, off key a bit.
Quick
very
to the
cool,
internet.
Tom and Maura. Yeah. Charlie, Big Potato by Skunk and Nancy. Wow, kind of strange but brilliant. That's from Tony in Cork. Check out Ozzy Osbourne's Suicide Solution intro with Randy Rhodes. Amazing.
Randy Rhodes. Yeah,
Randy's
yeah,
the guy.
And Crazy Train.
From the airplane, wasn't he? The Dogs on Jane's Addiction.
Yeah. Bing Cod Stealing. Brilliant use of sound effects. Yeah,
here's one here. It says Bob O'Reilly did the best. Absolutely. Show me might as well.
I would put that probably at number one, yeah.
Okay, here
so.
It goes. It's called Bob O'Reilly. It is from The Who's Next, and that is music there from The Who. And I know you have people going, "Oh, will you stop taking those songs down?"
What?
Just stop taking them down.
Oh,
we're just getting started.
Brad Rodge didn't get a chance
but
to
we're
go.
Looking at the starting bits. Yeah, by the way, he'll be at the O2, or sorry, the 3 Arena, or the Point, whatever you hell call it, soon doing all the hits. And won't they, The Who?
Who? Come oh, yes, they will. Yeah, they're 50th.
So no doubt they'll
they're brilliant doing Quadrophenia last year.
CSI fans, they'll do, I saw them doing Quadrophenia. I hated it anyway. Here you go. Should I allow that? The Who
yes.
Are You as part
yes.
of the intro?
Yeah.
That's cheating, is it not?
No!
Oh, it starts off with focus. That didn't start with focus.
See, Dave, you can start off talking. Like Eminem, for example.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You mentioned CSI, by the way.
No,
they did three CSI tunes,
oh, really?
Of course.
That's
how good. Won't Get Fooled Again.
All right, yeah, okay. Oh, that's a great intro. Okay, you mentioned Eminem. This is a different one to talk. This is really, really just brilliant. Listen, the needle in the groove. I
brilliant.
Love it.
Opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted in one moment. Would you capture it? Would you just let it slip. Yo.
His palms are sweaty, knees weak. You see, if that's like where does the intro start and the
when
intro
he starts,
end?
When he starts rapping, the song starts. I would argue you're allowed to talk off. I mean, you know, and it could have been cheesy, that synthy piano bit in intro. It could have been cheesy. It's his life story. It's 8 Mile. You know, it could be all Hollywood.
It kind of is
it
cheesy.
Actually, it is what it kind of is. But in that context, when the riff comes in and he talks over the riff, it's brilliant, and it does what it has to do, Dave.
Indeed, 51552 is what we're looking at here. No, we're not looking at that. We're looking at intros to songs. Now here's one from 2006, and this kind of, you know, knocks you across the head, and it's the best album they've ever made, and they're one of the most famous bands around the moment. And sometimes what they've done lately isn't necessarily all that great. I don't go.
I've no idea. I can't see what he's
okay.
Anything say youthful exuberance than better than that.
I bet you look good on the dance floor. That's Arctic
Brilliant.
Monkeys from the first album from them. Now let me see. I mean, it's a classic.
Do you think
also.
They've gone off the boil?
I think like
they've gone American.
I just don't think
the quiff,
they're as good as people
the
make
desert.
Them out to be. And I think there's at least half their albums are Dodge Central. I mean, half each. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
But that song puts you right out in the dance floor, oddly enough, to mosh around.
It's absolutely brilliant.
Tailor made for indie disco.
There you go. Like an intro. Surely some intros should be that they last maybe 15-20 seconds to get you up off the bar and out onto it's that bit to get you out there.
Yeah.
And a lot of those kind of happies or a lot of those, I'll tell you one thing, I'll play one of those in a second.
Well, happy is great. The happy, no pun intended, the happy trait of being nicely repetitive because it's designed to, it's retro disco, isn't it? So it kind of, you know, it does what it does and it does it over and over and over again, and then it leads into the song.
Well, this gets you out on the dance floor.
Anything get me on the dance floor, Dave. Ah, yeah. It's like something from outer space.
Yeah. You have to have a disco ball.
Yeah. And you can feel it slightly building.
Okay, vocal
singing
there. Sorry.
But you're dead,
Zana.
Like, that was the sound of the future. I can't imagine what it was like to hear that for the first time, like in 1976 or whenever it came out. But yeah, it totally. And a song like that has an intro like that and has a sound like that has been repeated and ripped off ever
okay,
since.
How about a one note intro?
Genius. I think music colleges, I believe, have argued over that one note as to who played it. It was 12 string, I reckon. What note it is. And year upon year upon year upon year, you'd have to go to Ian Stewart's book or whoever it was, Ian, whatever his name is, the Revolution in the Head dude, who probably is the definitive account of that. But that's it, Dave, that's the intro. Just one note, boom, you're in. Is there anything more exciting than that?
And that's pretty cool.
And the Beatles were untouchable after that. And they, I mean, Come Together is the other great Beatles
intro. Untouchable before that, I think, as well. Yeah. It's A Hard Day's Night from the Beatles there.
That proves my point. An intro could be an hour.
I'm not going to play the vocals for them. I was going to do it again and play the vocals for people. So
just play it once more. Play the intro once more.
I'm not going to do the vocals.
No. Why do you sing it yourself?
That'd be cheating. What? Okay, very good. Here it goes.
The resonance is a second and a half, probably. It's brilliant. And it's straight into it. And that is an intro.
Okay, just don't forget the one that I mentioned earlier on for the people who mightn't remember. By the way, 51552. Look, listen to how good this is. 4.5, 5 seconds. Oh, my God. Jimmy. Brilliant.
You still haven't found all along the Watchtower, though, have you?
Oh, I have, yes.
Go
sorry, on, I had it all
play
the time.
For me,
yes. Okay, this is just pretty classic, all right. No question about it. Gosh, that's fantastic.
And you can
question.
Almost see news footage of Vietnam over it. That sense of foreboding and danger and the hippie dream turning to a nightmare.
Fantastic. Fantastic. All Along the Watchtower, as in Bob Dylan's All Along the Watchtower from Jimi Hendrix. We also, I was just mentioning the fact that we saw the Rose Tralee, who was fantastic on the Late Late Night, and I just saw it earlier on there, and it had a competition directly afterwards. You know what the competition was? It was a competition to, I don't know what it was to win 20 grand or something. But anyway, what they used was Kate Bush on the Late Late in 78. And
that was the time when I was talking about
Kate Bush was on the Late Late. Do you remember about 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 weeks ago, and Gay Byrne was walking past the window here, and I called him. He says, "No, I never interviewed Kate Bush. No, she was never on the Late Late." And there she was on the Late Late.
Did she talk? She did.
She did talk. Yeah.
We then played the interview.
Yeah. But anyway,
are you going to play my favorite Kate Bush intro?
Yeah. I can play that next. Yes. Yes. Go on. Yes. Yes.
Which is just a.
She's in the trees. It's coming.
Boom. You're into it.
Oh, let's get that
Genius.
Intro.
It's the movie clip.
Hands of Love.
Yeah, it's the movie clip from like Night of the Hunter or something, or one of those things, not Night of the Hunter, something like that.
The Love Hate movie. Night of the Hunter.
No, not that one. That's the one I'm thinking of. It's some British movie from the 50s. An obscure clip of your man singing or saying, "There's something in the trees that's coming," which, by the way, is scary.
There's something in the trees that's coming, and then it goes into Hands of Love,
boom,
Kate Bush. Really?
It just works for me every single time.
Okay, Kate Bush.
She's in the trees. It's coming.
There's an awful lot going on there.
There is, yeah. The drums, it's brilliant because, again, she's someone who tends to just get into her songs very quickly.
Really?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
She's a singularity, but that works for me. It scared the bejeanie out of me when I was a kid.
All right, back to classics. Sweet Child of Mine is what it's called, of course.
Welcome to the Jungle is another favourite.
I'm going to go for some 80s just because you're here. So Echo the Bunny Man, your favourite of all time. We're coming back to play in February or something, aren't they?
They are, yes.
Yeah,
next.
Here we go. Oh.
Is there a better sound? Yeah, than the late 80s indie scene?
Really?
Oh, come on!
No, I like Echo the Bunny Man, but seriously, that wouldn't be in my top 700 intros of all time. I mean, seriously, come on. Like, listen to that again.
Oh, beautiful.
Isn't it so lovely? Yes, yeah. Now, children. I mean,
it's like a warm blanket on the cold black and white evening.
I like them an awful lot. There's one here also, which, by the way, could Iron Maiden, The Number of the Beast, not be one of the most unique intros ever?
Oh, yeah.
How about The Trooper? The Trooper from Iron Maiden.
Oh, so yeah, good they named a beer after it, Dave.
Did they?
They did. A very successful beer brewed by Bruce Dickinson.
Iron Brew.
Association. No, it's called The Trooper. Brewed by Robinson's in Stockport. It's very nice, by the way. Also,
these are things I need to know.
Number of the Beast, of course, let him who hath understanding reckon that quote is brilliant. For it is a human number, it's number 666.
Oh my God.
And also
off.
Run to the Hills. And also the Daily Thompson and LucasAid ad. What was it? Phantom of the Opera.
Really? I believe him. All right, back to the Beatles. Here Come Old Flat Top. That's pretty good.
They used to think conspiracy theorists that he was whispering "shoot me" or something there.
Really? Really?
Yeah, nonsense, folks.
I'll give you one of your Diana Ross ones earlier on. Is this one you're talking about?
Yeah, I think. This is genius. Now that's Nile Rodgers.
Yeah, but she's saying that's cheating.
Yeah, but it's all just setting the scene. So So he again, he would have recorded that. He restructured it.
Yeah.
And then the
here's
horns
the text
come in.
Here it says, "You were doing so well with the intros, then you had to go and ruin it with bloody Eminem." That's so Carl in Wexford. Not an Eminem fan, Carl, are we? The other ones here, like obviously another 80s person. So I might as well give you some of those. I'll get back to you.
Oh yeah.
I'm trying to find a lot of these things here. Here we go. Right. Okay. This is one that you know, it was all right in its day, but see, oh yeah. Okay. Sorry, I shouldn't be saying this. It's an absolute classic. Brilliant. There's a guy here called John Collins in Cork. It says New Order Blue Monday. And
he's
Come
right
On Eileen,
well.
Dexy's Midnight Runners.
Oh yeah.
You know, Dexy's Midnight Runners never toured. They were just moved on. After Joy Division, they were sitting where you are now. It was one of the most excruciating hours of my life.
And did you slag them off and they heard you in the van?
Yeah, they were going to come back. Yeah, they were driving out of the Shelburne or something. And they're going to come back and beat me
up.
They
were driving to the ferry,
dude. I was saying, jeepers, they were a pain in the ass.
I very much doubt they were driving to the Shelburne.
Do you know, I was at the, what do you call it, the Mercury Music Prize thing sitting over there at the judges' table about 93, 94 or direction or something, and they came over and they apologised to me. No, no, it was the Primal Scream year, actually.
Oh my God,
I wasn't there for that.
New Order, a great band who start songs brilliantly but don't quite know how to end them. True Faith would be my favourite New Order intro.
Yeah, and the fact that
Touch My Hand of God
Perfect
kiss.
Yeah,
or the fade up, by the way, you talked about singing. The fade up of, now there's so many versions, but Temptation.
Indeed.
Where, you know.
Okay, how about let's get into right now. Rudimental, Feel the Love. We're talking intros. Wait a minute, stop the intro now underneath the intro.
Hey, this is audience participation.
Hands in the air.
It works though. But yeah, I mean, it's a similar, same principle as Donna Summer, or Donna Summer, Diana Ross. Then your intro. I'd say it started now, Dave.
Sorry, the wrong one down. Yeah.
There should be a webcam in here.
There should
webcam
be, yeah, right,
maybe
yeah.
Some college ones, like, some
there
construction.
Have been, sorry, amongst other people, I noticed the RT security man wants to hear Phil and his whiskey in the jar. Oh, sorry. So I better play it. Yeah, I better do it. Whiskey in the jar, you can't beat it.
See, the tuning up works as well at the start.
It does.
It's kind of, you know, we're just hanging out in the studio.
There's a very famous one by Take
easy.
That. No, Take On Me, aha! Did I say Take
You
That?
Did, very much
Sorry.
So, yeah.
Sorry.
There'll be Norwegians writing in to complain now.
Couldn't be. That's not a 90s sound, anyway. That certainly isn't. That's back to your era.
It is brilliant though.
Talking away, I don't know what
Oh, sorry, they're singing.
That's Morton singing.
I was looking at something else. I was looking at the winner of our Rock of Ages tickets, because don't forget Rock of Ages is in Dublin at the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre from Monday the 15th to the 20th of September. And there's all those ones I played at the very beginning, like Europe, The Final Countdown, Bon Jovi, Wanted Dead or Alive, Whitesnake, Here I Go Again, Journey, Don't Stop Believing, I Want to Know What Love Is, Foreigner, etc.
It's LA in the 80s, man.
LA in the 80s, man. Do you know one I haven't played yet? In fact, I don't even have it here at the moment. So
well, you're not going to be playing it now then, are you?
No, I suppose not, yeah. But I can get it. If you just keep talking, I'll get it.
I certainly will. Okay, right. Well, do you want to play something in the meantime? Or will I just waffle on?
Oh, yeah, I can play something in the meantime then. Okay, I'll take that down and then I'll play. I can play Debaser if you. No, I won't. I'll tell you. Here's an old Dave Fanning one. Are you ready for this? Good morning.
Brilliant.
Fantastic. The Only One's Another Girl, Another Planet. And sure, while we're at it, might as well.
It's a Fleetwood Mac, is it?
By Fleetwood Mac.
Where have I heard
Peter
that before?
Green
and the one before. Did you use them? Who picked them, Dave?
I think I would have picked a lot of those things. And myself and Wilson picked
them. Well, I remember having a very long conversation while Ian Wilson lecturing me basically in the finer points of Oh Well by Fleetwood
it's
Mac
fantastic.
And how
and you ever hear part
of its time it was.
Do you ever hear part two? It's fantastic. Or whatever, phase two. Okay, where's this one you want, this ridiculous thing by The Cure you want?
The Cure, another great band for great interest, and I'm sorry, Dave, they're predominantly active in the 1980s.
I've lost it.
You've lost it, doesn't matter. Let's have another great band with loads of great intros
as well.
There's
too many and it's getting to the news, so we do have to go. So
play the primitive
time, time we got there. The winner, by the way, of our competition is definitely going to be I once played the intro to the Cranberries' Dreams 5 times in a row at a house party in Ranelagh before I was dragged away from the stereo. Brenda in Dangan. Well done, Brenda in Dangan. You get your pictures for you get your tickets for the Rock of Ages Bord Gáis Monday 15 to 20th of September. I don't know what day.
He only took 5 times to drag her away.
Really? Okay, Owen Sweeney, get out. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
I'm going to go for the
That's
news
my outro,
after this. This is Saturday morning, 51552.